Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here again with you this afternoon after a month away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，下午好。我很高兴一个月后再次回到你们身边。
I will continue my sermon series in which I have sketched out how the Bible is a story about God creating a people for himself.
继续我系列的讲道。其中我概述地讲了圣经是关乎上帝如何创造属他自己子民的故事。
In my recent sermons, I've showed how God was creating a people for himself through the call of Abraham, his covenant with Abraham, and the sign of the covenant he made with Abraham.
在我最近的讲道中我讲述了上帝如何通过呼召亚伯拉罕与亚伯拉罕立约，以及他与亚伯拉罕立约的记号，来为自己创造属他的子民。
And then I covered the growth of Abraham's family through his descendants, their way down to Egypt, and then the slavery they endured there.
然后我讲述了亚伯拉罕家族通过他后裔的繁衍不断的壮大，他们如何下到埃及，以及他们在埃及所经历的奴役生活。
In my last sermon, I showed how God was forming community ties in faith in him as the Israelites huddled together in their houses, marked by the lamb's blood as the plague of death passed over them. This was followed by another deliverance miracle at the Red Sea.
在我上一次的讲道中，我讲述了当以色列人聚集在除有羔羊血的房屋中，门楣的房屋中，死亡之灾掠过他们时，神是如何在他们当中建立起信靠上帝的群体关系，然后神又在红海施行了另一场拯救的神迹。
These were two major liberation moments that the Israelites, then God's chosen people, experienced together that formed them into God's people.
这是以色列民，也就是上帝所拣选的子民，共同经历的两次重大解放时刻。这些经历塑造了他们成为属上帝的子民。
Then, following God's leading, the Israelites came to Mount Sinai. The events there are the pinnacle of the Old Testament, and they are also an indispensable part of God creating a people for himself.
然后在上帝的带领下，以色列民来到西乃山，那里所发生的事件是旧约的高潮，也是上帝为自己创造子民过程中不可或缺的一部分。
Please stand as we read God's word, starting at Exodus 19, verse 3.
请弟兄姊妹起立，我们来诵读上帝的话，先从出埃及记19:3开始。
Then Moses went up to God, and God called to him from the mountain and said, This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼喊他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归位。
Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord.
摩西去召了民间的长老来，将耶和华所吩咐他的话都在他们面前陈明，百姓都同声地回答说，凡耶和华所说的我们都要遵行。摩西就将百姓的话回复耶和华。
The Lord said to Moses, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud, so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you." Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said.
耶和华对摩西说，我要在密云中临到你们那里，临到你那里，叫百姓在我与你说话的时候可以听见，也可以永远信你了。于是摩西将百姓的话奏告耶和华。弟兄姊妹继续站立。
Well, the Lord does come down on the mountain in such an awesome display, the people were terrified. So they asked Moses to go up, and they hear God talking to Moses.
耶和华降临在山顶上，荣耀威严的显现使百姓都感到惊恐万分。于是他们请求摩西上山，听见上帝对摩西说话。
Then Moses came down with the Ten Commandments and a set of laws and instructions that are called the Book of the Covenant.
之后摩西带着十诫下来，并带来一整套律法和教训，他们被称为约书。
Let us continue reading to find out what happens after Moses gave the people the Ten Commandments and explained what is in the Book of the Covenant. We find this in Exodus 24, starting in verse 1.
让我们继续读经，看看摩西颁布十诫并解释约书内容之后发生了什么。我们翻到出埃及记24章，从第一节读到11节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses is alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him."
耶和华对摩西说，你和亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的70人都要上到我这里来，远远的下拜，唯独你可以亲近耶和华，他们却不可亲近，百姓也不可和你一同上来。
When Moses went up and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded one voice, "Everything the Lord has said we will do." Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said.
摩西下山，将耶和华的命令典章都诉说与百姓听，众百姓齐声说，耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行。摩西将耶和华的命令都写上。
He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt sacrifices and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord.
清早起来，在山下筑一座坛，按以色列12支派立12根柱子，又打发以色列人中的少年人去献燔祭， 又向耶和华献牛为平安祭。
Moses took half the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he splashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey."
摩西将血一半盛在坛中，一半洒在坛上，又将约书念给百姓听。他们说，耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
Moses then took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words."
摩西将血洒在百姓身上说，你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按着这一切的话与你们立约的凭据。
Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like the pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of Israel. They saw God, and they ate and drank.
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户，并以色列长老中的七十人都上了山。他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。他的手不加害在以色列的尊者身上。他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
So ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
上帝的话就读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
I said earlier that what happens at Mount Sinai is the pinnacle of the Old Testament. In a way, the rest of the Old Testament is a reaction to this revelation of God on Mount Sinai. The big question is what will the people do? Will they keep all these commandments or not? And what happens if they do not?
我之前说过，西乃山所发生的事情是旧约的顶峰，从某种意义上说，旧约其余的部分都是对上帝在西乃山启示的回应。关键的问题是，百姓会怎么做？他们会遵守这些诫命吗？如果他们不遵守，会发生什么呢？
But from the standpoint of following how God is creating a people for himself, what happened at Mount Sinai was an indispensable step in the process. Because at Mount Sinai, for the first time, God gives a general revelation of himself to his people.
但从上帝如何为自己创造一群子民的角度来看，西乃山上所发生的事情是整个过程中不可或缺的一步。因为在西乃山，上帝第一次向他的子民发出了关于他自己的普遍性启示。
So what is this general revelation of God? And why is it important?
那么什么是上帝的普遍性启示？它为什么又是如此的重要呢？
Well, first, it's important because, at least for a time, in a moment, all of God's people have a vision of God.
首先，这一事件之所以重要，是因为至少在那个时刻，那个时间段，所有上帝的子民都看见了上帝的显现。
In the past, Abraham and Jacob and Moses had been given some glimpse of God of some sort, but it was a singular or individual experience. It was not shared by others.
在此之前，亚伯拉罕、雅各和摩西曾蒙上帝显现，得以瞥见上帝。但这不过是个别或个人的经历，并非共 集体共享的经历。
The children of Israel in Egypt had seen demonstrations of God's power in the plagues and in the crossing of the Red Sea. But that was not a personal encounter with God.
埃及时，以色列民族在食灾和过红海的事件中目睹了上帝大能作为的彰显，但那并非个人与上帝的相遇。
At Mount Sinai, God describes himself as coming down on the mountain so the Israelites could see him. What they saw was an awesome physical display, something like a horrible thunderstorm, and it terrified them.
在西乃山，神说他要降在山顶上，使以色列人都能够看见他。他们所看见的是上帝荣耀威严亲身的显现，像是可怕的雷暴，使百姓都惊恐万分。
But they knew it was the Lord, and that he had done this deliberately. So they knew that God was real and powerful and deliberately deciding to be with them.
上帝特意如此行，就是要让他们知道他是耶和华。因此，他们深知上帝是真实的，却大有能力。他定义要与他们同在。
It was a shared experience. Everyone saw this revelation of God.
这是一个群体共同的经历，所有的人都看见了上帝的显现。
The second reason this general revelation of God at Mount Sinai was so indispensable is because through the process of physically revealing himself, God was identifying his appointed messenger who would give him God's enduring revelation in the written word.
上帝在西乃山上的普遍性启示，如此不可或缺的调阅原因是，通过上帝亲自显现的过程，上帝确立了他所拣选的使者，而这位使者将会把上帝永恒的启示以书面文字的形式传递给上帝的百姓。
God's clearly appointed messenger was Moses. God said that one reason all this happened was so that the people would know Moses spoke for God.
上帝明确拣选的使者就是摩西。上帝说，之所以这一切发生的原因，就是要让百姓知道摩西是代表上帝说话的。
And Moses wrote down what God told him, so that God's revelation would not just be for a moment, but it would be accessible in the written word for all people for all time.
摩西将上帝告诉他的一切话书写记录下来，使上帝的启示不只是暂时的，而是以书面文字的形式，让所有的人，所有时代的人都能够获得并认识。
That written word that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai consisted of the Ten Commandments in what is called the Book of the Covenant. We are all probably familiar with the Ten Commandments, but what was in the Book of the Covenant?
上帝在西乃山赐给摩西用书面记录的话语，包括了十诫以及一本被称为约书。我们可能都很熟悉十诫，但是约书里到底记录了什么呢？
The Book of the Covenant contained a list of laws and instructions about altars to God, how to treat servants, what to do if a person injures another, or damages or steals another's property.
圣约之书包含了一系列的律法和教训，如向上帝献祭，如何对待仆人，如果有人受伤害他人，损坏或偷窃他人财物，该如何处置等。
The Book of the Covenant also contained various prohibitions about sexual relationships, idolatry, mistreating helpless people, and overcharging poor people. It specified how to make offerings to God, and it also included exhortations to show mercy and make sure that justice was done.
圣约之书还包含了各样禁止性的命令，禁令有关不正当的性关系、偶像敬拜、虐待无辜的人，以及向穷人索取高利率等行为。其中还规定了如何向神献祭，并劝诫人们要与仁慈相待，确保正义得到伸张。
And it ends with laws on how to keep the Sabbath, and it established three annual festivals that the Israelites were supposed to celebrate to God.
约书的末尾论到了如何守安息日的律例，并且设立了三个以色列人每年当守的向上帝庆祝的节气。
These were the first written revelations from God to His people at Mount Sinai. But since they were written, they are available to all of God's people for all time, including us.
这些上帝在西乃山首次赐给上帝子民的书面性启示，因为它被书面地记录下来，便成为历史历代所有的上帝子民
The third major reason why this general revelation was so indispensable was because it was not just from God, it was about God. The Ten Commandments in the Book of the Covenant reveal to us God's attributes, such as His holiness, His just character, and His mercy.They also show us how to live with God, and they show us how to live with other people who are created in God's image.
对特殊启示如此不可缺的第三个主要原因是，它不仅来自上帝，更是关乎上帝。十诫和圣约之书向我们启示了上帝的属性，例如他的圣洁、他的公义。他的怜悯，他们也教导我们如何与上帝同在，以及如何与他人相处，就是那些同样按着上帝形象被造的人。
Knowing more about who this God of Abraham is, how to live with him, and how to live with his people well, is an indispensable part of God creating a people for himself.
更多的认识这位亚伯拉上帝是谁，如何与他同在，以及如何与上帝的子民和谐相处，是上帝为他创造子民不可或缺的一部分。
And what happened after Moses declared these commandments, laws and instructions is also wonderful. The Israelites declared their commitment to keeping these laws and entered into a covenant with GodSealed by blood that was sprinkled upon them.
摩西宣告这些诫命、律法和教训之后，发生了奇妙的事情，就是以色列人宣告他们的承诺，要去遵行这些上帝的律法，并与上帝立约，以及打在他们身上的血作为圣约的印证。
And the aftermath of this revelation of God was further amazing.Moses and key representatives of the people went up on the mountain and received another vision of God, and they feasted with him.
上帝这次的启示的后续发展同样令人惊叹。摩西和百姓的一些代表上了山，再次领受了上帝的意象，并一同享用了上帝的筵席。
As I said, this is the pinnacle moment in the Old Testament. And the rest of the Old Testament can be read as being about whether the Israelites will keep their promises with God or not.
正如我所说，这是旧约圣经中的一个巅峰时刻，而旧约圣经的其余部分可以解读为关于以色列民是否遵守他们与上帝所立圣约的承诺。
Sadly, they did not keep their promises. And after many repeated warnings made by God through his prophets over centuries, God ultimately punished the Israelites. He exiled them from the promised land and dispersed them over many countries.
可悲的是，他们并没有遵守圣约的承诺。上帝借着他的先知们，在随后的几个世纪反复地向他们发出警告，最终上帝的刑罚临到了以色列人，上帝将他们赶出了应许之地，并将他们分散到许多国家。
It can rightly be viewed that God's project about creating a people for himself through the Israelites had failed. And mostly it had. But God had not given up on creating a people for himself.
从某种角度上来看，上帝借着以色列民来为自己创造一群子民的计划似乎是失败了。从某种程度上说，确实如此。但上帝并没有放弃为自己造一群子民的计划。
The question is how God was going to go about the process of creating a people for himself again. And the answer is that he did many of the same things he did at Mount Sinai. But how so?
问题是，上帝将如何再次为他自己创造一群子民呢？他做了很多是与他在西奈山所做的是相同的事情。那么上帝又是如何做到的呢？
The first way that God went about creating a people for himself again after the exile of Israel and Judah is that God came down to earth again to reveal himself.
在以色列和南国犹大被掳之后，上帝再次为他自己创造子民的方式的第一步，就是上帝再次降临在地上，向世人显明他自己。
But unlike at Mount Sinai, where God's revelation of himself is terrifying to behold, this time, God comes to earth as a man. A person who is fully God, but also fully man.
但这一次，不像摩西，不像西乃山上显现那样的令人畏惧，而是神以人的身份来到世上。他既是完全的神，又是完全的人。
And instead of demonstrating his awesome might and holiness, this God-man who came to live with us demonstrated God's love, compassion, and mercy, and gentleness.
这一次，上帝不是通过可怕威严的圣洁显现他自己，而是一位道成肉身的神子，向我们彰显了神的爱、怜悯、慈悲和温柔。
Now the second way God recreated the Mount Sinai experience of creating a people for himself is by showing his power. The God-man, who is Jesus of Nazareth, performed many awesome miracles, such as healings, exorcisms, walking on water, feeding thousands with just a little bit of food, and even raising the dead.
上帝不是西乃山创造人类经历的第二种方式，就是彰显他的大能，也就是拿撒勒人耶稣行了许多令人惊叹的神迹，例如治病、赶鬼、在水面上行走、用少量的食物喂饱成千上万的人，甚至使死人得以复活。
This demonstration of power, these miracles, proved that Jesus was the true messenger of God, just as Moses was. They show he had the true message from God.
这些大能的彰显，这些神迹，证明了耶稣 像摩西一样。这些也表明耶稣所传讲的信息的确是来自上帝的。
And even further, Jesus gave his apostles the power to perform miracles. That marked them as messengers of God also. As such, they proclaimed Jesus' teachings as well as his life story, including his death and resurrection. The apostles made it clear that through repentance and faith in Jesus, our sins are forgiven and we have hope of eternal life.
此外，耶稣还赋予他的使徒们行神迹的能力，这也标志着使徒们是上帝的使者，因此他们宣扬耶稣教导和耶稣生平的故事，包括耶稣的受死和复活。使徒们清楚地宣告，罪人借着悔改并信靠耶稣，我们的罪得赦免，并且将拥有永恒的盼望。
The apostles also wrote down the Gospels and gave authoritative teaching to the churches. In this way, they created the enduring, written revelation of God through Christ that is available for all of God's people for all time. This is just what God did through Moses.
使徒们也写下了福音书，并且向众教会传讲带着上帝权威性的教导。基于这一切，他们建立了上帝基于基督所启示的持久不变的书面启示，使历世历代所有属神的子民都能够得借着圣经启示。这正是上帝通过摩西所做的。
Now the third way that God replicated the Mount Sinai experience of creating a people for himself is through Jesus' teaching. More than performing miracles, Jesus taught a lot, and he taught authoritatively.
上帝重复西奈山的经验，为自己创建子民的第三个方式，就是通过耶稣的教导。耶稣不仅行了神迹，耶稣还有很多的教导教训，而且他的教导充满了至高的权威。
The prime example of this is given to us in the long passage in Matthew's Gospel that is referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. That passage starts by saying that Jesus went up on the mountain and the people came to him just as they did at Mount Sinai, and Jesus taught them.
马太福音中被称为登山宝训的长篇经文就是一个典型的例子。在这段经文开篇说，耶稣上了山，人们来到他面前，就像他们在西奈山上一样，耶稣并教导他们。
And what Jesus taught his disciples on the mountain was the Ten Commandments and other Jewish religious practices. He was not teaching something new. He was just explaining the teaching God gave Moses better than anyone had ever done before. It was deeper and more convicting. And he made clear that this teaching was about living in the kingdom of God and about pursuing the righteousness that the kingdom of God is about.
耶稌在山上的教导，他的门徒的内容，正是关于十诫和其他犹太信仰的实践。这并不是在教导全新的东西，而是比任何人都更深刻、更准确地解释了上帝借着摩西所赐下的教导。这种解释更加深了人心，令人受责备。耶稣明确地指出，这些教导是关于如何活在上帝的国度里，以及追求上帝国度所代表的公义生活。
We need to see that in the Sermon on the Mount passage, Jesus is replaying the Mount Sinai episode. But this time, he is God coming down on the mountain to the people. And he is also the mediator of the message. as Moses was.
我们需要明白，在登山宝训中，耶稣在重演西乃山的场景，但这一次他是神降临在山上，来到了世人中间，他也像摩西一样是上帝话语的根宝。
And he was teaching his disciples how to live with God and how to live with one another. And through that, to help the rest of the world. For he told his disciples who were relearning the teachings from Mount Sinai that they were the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
耶稣教导门徒如何与神同行，与人相处，借着信仰的生活去影响帮助这个世界，因为他告诉那些正在重新学习西乃山教训的门徒们，他们是世上的盐和世上的光。
I hope you can see by these few things that I've said that Jesus is reprising the Mount Sinai experience as part of God creating a people for himself through his presence with us as the Son of God and Son of Man, through his miracles and mighty works, and those of his apostles, and most importantly, through his teachings, which show us how to live with God and to live with one another.
I hope you can understand what I have said in these few things. Jesus is reading the experience of Sinai. This is a part of God's creation for himself. Through his being as God,和人子与我们同在，通过他以及他的使徒们所行的神迹大能，最重要的是通过耶稣的教导向我们启示了如何与神同行、与人相处的信仰生活。
Now if you think I may be stretching this a bit, then you need to hear what the Apostle PeterCalls those of us who believe in and follow Jesus.
如果你觉得我可能有点夸大其词，那么你需要听听使徒彼得是如何称呼我们这些信靠并跟随耶稣的人。
He told the Christians of his day.
他对现今的基督徒这样说
：“You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood.”A holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
彼得前书二章九节说，唯有你们是拣选的族类，是被拣选的族类，是有君中的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Now you may recognize those words because they are essentially what God said about the Israelites when they came to Mount Sinai that I read earlier. Peter's point is that we have been created as God's people for himself through the work of Jesus Christ.
你可能听过这些话，因为他们本质上是上帝在以色列民来到西乃山时对他们所说的话。彼得的意思是，我们因着耶稣基督的作为被重新创造成为上帝的子民。
Now there's still one part of replicating the Mount Sinai experience that I've not discussed. Does Jesus reprise the scene where God's people eat with him, having been covered by the blood of the covenant?So that God does not raise his hand against them because of their sin?
关于西乃山的经历的重现，我还有一部分没有讨论。耶稣是否重现了上帝与子民被立之约、被立约之血的遮盖，与他一同吃饭的场景？这样，上帝就不会因他们的罪而伸手。
Well, for that, I will need to ask the elders to come up now for communion. Because we, as the people of God, relive this part of the Mount Sinai experience when we celebrate the Lord's Supper.
为此，我一会儿会请长老们上来分发圣餐，因为作为上帝的子民，我们在举行圣餐时，就是重温西乃山经历的这一部分。
Confession.
那么在圣餐之前，我请弟兄姊妹啊一起来这个安静我们的心，低头来到神的面前来认罪悔改。完了之后呢，我会和弟兄姊妹一同来诵读这个贵重的悔改祷告书。那么我们先这个弟兄姊妹来低头为我们的罪向上帝来悔改认罪。好，我带领弟兄姊妹一同来这个来读这个认罪悔改的祷告文。弟兄姊妹跟我一起来诵读。至慈悲的上帝，我们承认我们在思想、言语和行为上有罪的，无论是我们所做的，还是我们应做却没有做的，我们没有我们也没有来去开心，我们真心悔改，谦卑认罪，求你应允儿子耶稣基督的缘故，怜悯我们，赦免我们的罪，使我们得以遵行你的旨意，行走在你的真道上，荣耀你的圣名，奉基督的圣名。
So how to explain this? You're all familiar with the fact that when I administer the Lord's Supper, I say essentially the same words that Jesus said when he instituted the sacrament.
You all know that when I administer the Lord's Supper, I say essentially the same words that Jesus said when he instituted
There is one particular phrase that I say which might sound a bit odd. I say that Jesus said of the cup of wine that this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood which is shed for the remission of sins.
我想说一句特别的话，可能听起来有点奇怪。耶稣在谈到那杯酒时说，这杯是由我的血所立的新约，为赦免人的罪而流。
So what is this new covenant in my blood all about?
用我的血所立的新约是什么意思呢？
I believe Jesus is referring back to the time on Mount Sinai when God ate with Moses and the elders and they saw a vision of God.
我相信耶稣是回指到西乃山上，上帝与摩西和众长老们一起吃筵席，他们所看到的了，他们所看到了上帝的意象。
It is important to note that they had first committed to obey God, who they saw, and whose revelation of commandments and laws they accepted and agreed to.
值得注意的是，我们首先承诺要顺服他们所看见的上帝，并且同意上帝所启示的诫命和律法。
It is also important that their promise to follow and obey God was a covenant with God that was sealed by the blood of the sacrifices, which was also sprinkled upon them.
同样重要的是，他们承诺并跟随顺服上帝，这就是他们与上帝所立的约。这约是洒在他们身上寄生的血所印证的。
This blood bound them to God and also cleansed them from their sins so that they could commune with the Holy God.
这个血将他们和上帝紧密地连接在一起，并且这血也洁净了他们的罪，使他们能够与圣洁的上帝相交。
When we come to the Lord's Supper, we are also feasting with God. By faith, Jesus is present with us spiritually, represented by the communion elements. And we can come into His presence because of His sacrificial death for us, which washed us clean of our sins by His blood. We can also only come into His presence through this supper because we are in covenant with Him. To be in covenant with Him means that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It means that we understand that we are sinners who need to be saved by God. It also means that He is our Lord, to whom we should give obedience and live to please, relying on the Holy Spirit whom He has poured into our hearts to help us. If you do not believe Jesus is God and your Savior, and you do not wish to obey Him, then you should not participate in the supper. You may be endangering yourself spiritually. But if you believe this and are committed to following our Lord, you are welcome to come feast with Him and His people. So let us pray. Dear Lord, we are so grateful that You have revealed Yourself to us because You want us to be Your people, know You, and to live with You. We recognize that all this is possible through the sacrifice of Your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we love and acknowledge as Lord. Send us the Holy Spirit so that we may be able to follow Jesus and keep His commandments. Bless this time of fellowship as we eat in Your presence and remember again that we are Your people whom You love. We pray this through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.